The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality. And therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Samechet. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Morzikini Yosef Ben Sarah, Ben Marat Zekanati Yafa Batsara, Ve Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem, Tenichem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashjad Ma Moshe Ben Sarah, Moshe Ben Dina Sarah, Ruhamah Bat Rahim, Sarah Bat Rahim, El Narafana, Dehem Rufat HaNefesh, Urfuat HaGuf. We begin today's daf on Samechei Amud Rishon, starting from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the middle of the Amud. And the Mishnah begins, Ketana She'amra, you have a minor. She said to the Shaliach, Hitkabel li giti, accept my get for me. Now we know right away, a ketana cannot appoint a shaliach. Okay, shlihut en shlihut the katan. So therefore, when the shaliach is going to receive it, we all know it's not a get. Eno get ad shiyagia get liyada, which means the get actually has to reach the girl's hand. Lefi chach imratza baal lahazor yahazor. Therefore, if the husband wants to retract, which means the husband gave it to that guy, that shaliach, but that doesn't mean anything. She's not divorced at that moment. Normally speaking, if a lady would make a shaliach lekabbalah, the husband would give it, she's divorced at that moment, the husband would not be able to retract. But in this case, so that guy's not a shaliach. If anything, the guy is the shaliach of the husband leholacha, to deliver the get. And therefore, he can retract until she actually gets the get. Liyada lefichach imratza ba lachzor yachzor she'en katan osa shaliyach. Good. Ve'im amar lo aviha. But if let's say the father told the shaliyach, the father of the ketana, okay, that wants to get divorced, the father can appoint the shaliyach. Go receive the get for my daughter. Once the guy gets to the husband puts it in that the father's shaliach's hands. He cannot retract because the father has the right. He's a gadol. Father has the right to receive the get. He also has a right to appoint a shaliach for the get. Comes the Mishnah and continues. Ha'omer. Ten get ze li'ishti bimkom ploni. Husband tells the shaliach, take the get, give it to my wife in this place. He specifies the place. Give an example. Give the get in Brooklyn, New York. V'natnu la bimkom acher. And he went, instead of giving it in Brooklyn, he gave it in Queens, different place. Pasul. The get is pasul because he did not fulfill the wish. Now, why would the husband be makpid? Stam. What's the difference if you give it in Brooklyn or give it in Queens? So that she said, the end of the sonos she'alizu alav sham. He don't want the people in Queens to know he got divorced. Anyway, dafka in Brooklyn. It's embarrassing for him, maybe in certain neighborhoods that he's getting divorced. So he said, I want it over there. He went over there and gave it. You're not my shaliach. Therefore, the get is not, which the husband's preference to where the get should be delivered is a breaker if the shaliach does not acquiesce to the right place. Now, but if he's just more pav, he says, Hadi bim komploni. Hey, listen, give the get, she's in Brooklyn. Vinatola bim komahed, and he gave it in Queens, kashir. Because there we say he's just trying to help out the shaliah for location. But he's not makpid specifically to that place. Good? Ha'isha, now we go to the lady's side. So by the man, it's clear that when he delineates place and says he wants to be in that place, he's makpid. And if the shaliyah does not acquiesce, it's pasul. Ha'isha, she'amra. Lady tells the shaliyah, hitkabel ligiti bimkom ploni. Oh, similar case. She says, go receive the get in Brooklyn. She gives the place. He received it in Queens. Pasul. So the same law, but she's not considered the shaliyah. Rabbi Elazar Makshir. Oh, we have to see. When it comes to the lady, Rabbi Elazar, he says it's okay. We have to see why. Why doesn't Rabbi Elazar argue in the first case? When it comes to the man, oh, that's the Gemara's answer. So comes the Mishnah and continues, Haveli Giti, Mimma Komploni. She tells the Shaliyah, bring me the get from such and such a place. Now I want you to pick it up from such and such. I want you to bring it to me from this place over here. Okay? And the Shaliyah brought it from a different place. Kasher. Okay, we will see exactly this case over here in the Gemara. So it says, Kasher, meaning she is Megureshet. The logic in that last case is over here is like this. The way they learned that last case is, Haveli Giti Mimakom Ploni. Kelomar Tevakesh Mimenu Shiyimne Otak Leshlucho Leholacha Laveli Giti. No, they're learning it. Go to the husband and let the husband appoint you as a Shaliyah Holacha to bring me the get. So it says, Veviula Mimakom Acher. The shaliyah brought the get from a different place, kasher. So the mefarshim explain: Mekivan shabah alua mimunet the shaliyah. He appoints the shaliyah. The shliut does not mitbatel it. She said, "Go, let the husband appoint you as a shliach olaka in this place." The husband—it's in the husband's field now. He can appoint whoever he wants. And therefore, the shaliyah is working for the husband, not for her. Therefore, the shliachut is not batel. Therefore, the get is a. Yeah, even though she said, go get it from him over there, let him make you a shaliyah. You're not working for me, you're working for him. And therefore, this is a prerogative. Comes the Gemara and says, oh, the Gemara's question which we asked. When it came to the man that specified this shaliyah, go give it to her in this place, and he went somewhere else, no get. But when it came to the lady, Rabbi Elazar says, get. Even though you go pick it up over there, and she picked it up from somewhere else, the shaliyah, it's a get. Well, how come you didn't argue in the beginning? When it comes to the man, he controls the get. He can even give a get against his will. So he wants it to be fulfilled. When he comes along and says, I'm giving the get over here, I control the get, I want it to be given in that place over there. The shaliyah doesn't acquiesce, so it's no get. Biazar agrees that. But a lady, she's passive. She has no control over the get. Right? She can be divorced even by Torah. So we have to say, when she said, go receive it in that place, which she basically was saying, he's probably in that place, go receive it over there. But not that she was thinking, if you don't go to that place, you go somewhere else, it's not going to be a get. Because she's not in the control. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That she says, midatem migaresh, vadavar talui bo. He controls the get, the husband. He kalim emar kipedai. Vedavka kamar, he meant it. Kamar le aval ihi. Which means, how does she know that the husband would want to give it in that place that she wants to receive it? She knows that she can't decide where the get's going to be given. It's not up to her. The husband controls it. Therefore, we have to say she was just giving location to the shaliyah, and therefore, the get is a get in all situations. Comes the next Mishnah. Haveli Giti. Okay, let's go review. You have a Bat Yisrael married to a Kohen. She eats Teruma as long as they are married. Now we discuss a case when already a get is in the process. When does she have to stop eating the Teruma? Now it's obvious if she gets to get to her hand, the second she gets to get to her hand, it's over. She's divorced, no more Teruma. We're discussing over here where it's happening through Shilihim. So at what point over here did she have to stop eating the terumah? So comes the Mishnah and says, Haveli Giti. right? She comes along and tells the shaliyah, bring me the get, which means she's not divorced until she actually gets the get. Ochelet betruma ad sheyaget liyada. Okay, she can eat truma till she actually gets the get, because she's not divorced when the shaliyah has it. Pashut hitkabel li giti. But if she tells the shaliyah receive it, now what's the law? Once the shaliyah receives it, she is divorced. Asura le'echol betruma miyad. Why? Because you don't know when she's going to receive it. So therefore, it could be she received it right away. Could be the shaliyah left, the husband was right there in the street. Bing, gave it to him, and therefore she's divorced. So therefore, when it's hit kabel, the truma has to stop immediately. Hit kabel ligiti bimkom ploni. Oh. She comes along and says, I want you to receive the get, but in a certain place, right? She gives the location where the get should be. Ochelet betruma ad sheyagia get le'oto makom. Yeah, now, you're not going to know that, but you have to estimate how long it takes for the shaliyah to get to that place. Let's say it takes an hour, right? Because you know that she wants it to be in that place. So anything before that, it's not a get. So therefore, once the time lapses that she can get to that place, then already she's forbidden to eat. You're only my shaliach in that place. So the Gemara is going to ask, "Vigita hechi have?" The Gemara is going to say, "How is it a get?" Hu'il v'kiblo v'mkom acher. Which means it sounds like from this case over here, she's telling the shaliyah that what? I want you to receive it in this place over here. I want you to bring it to me actually from this place. Which means I want you to be my shaliyah kabbalah over here. Okay? So it sounds like that even though she received the get in a different place, and now she went to this place over here, that, and you have to ascertain the time that it takes to get over there. The get is going to be a get, and from that time she has to stop eating teruma. The Gemara is going to ask a question, what are you talking? If she said to go get the get in place A, and she went and got the get in place B, we learned in the last Mishnah that the get is batel. Well, actually we had a machloket between Hakamim and Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, we should have a machloket in this case as well. We'll wait for the Gemara to see the question. Rabbi Elazar or Sir Miyad? Oh, Rabbi Elazar, we understand. Rabbi Elazar says that she can't control where the get is being given. Therefore, receive it in that place. That doesn't mean nothing. She's just giving directions. And therefore, Asura Miyad. We understand Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara comes along and says, Vigita Miya Haveh, which means when the Shaliyah with the get reaches the certain place that he received it in a different place to get it, which means like this. She said, you're not my shaliyah kabbalah till you get to that place. So it sounds, I want you to go, let's give examples. Brooklyn, okay? We're talking about a case where the shaliyah went, got the get in Queens, okay, went to Brooklyn. Oh, now when she gets to Brooklyn, we say, stop eating teruma. But what? The get is a get, stop eating teruma. Why should the get be a get? The chawna? Since, according to Tanakama, you said I want to get in Queens, but when you get to Brooklyn, that's so. Therefore, bottom line, you didn't get to get in the place where she. What do I care if she eventually went to the place that she said? She got to get in a different place. Look, how the get should not be a get. Also, the Gemara asks, "Vigita, mi aveva ha'amar teresha lo avagita." We said in the first case, the teresha, the last mishnah, that it's not a get when the shaliyah goes to a different location. Oh, Lot Serika, you know what the case is talking about over here? The Amra le itkabel ligita b'matam mahsaya. He said to the Shishatash, listen, I want you to receive the get in the city called Matam Mahsaya. V'zimnin de meshkahat de Babel. But she said, but listen, sometimes my husband is not in Matam Mahsaya, sometimes he's in Babel. So she gave him two options. V'haki ka'amar le. And this is what she really said. Mishkal kol hecha de meshkahat le. Sheklemine, which is wherever you find them, get it. Which means she doesn't care where the get is given. If he's in Matam Mahsaya, get it. If it's in Bavel, get it. Gita lo ave ad matit lemata machsaya. But I don't want you to be my shaliach of Kabbalah until you go to Matam Mahsaya. So therefore the get is going to be a get no matter where it was given, because she stipulated from the beginning. She said, listen, he's over there, he's over there. So wherever you're going to receive the get, she's considered still the shaliach. But what? I don't want you to become my shaliach Kabbalah until you get to Matam Mahsaya. But once you get to Matam Mahsaya, it's going to be hal. Even though the get was given in a different place, so what? Because she gave the options. And that's why we see she has to just calculate how long would it take to get to Matam Mahsaya the earliest possible. And from that time already, she has to stop eating Teruma according to Tanakama. Comes again and says, Rabbi Elazar Osir Miyad. We understand Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Elazar says, what she says, receive the get in this place, that doesn't matter. It's not the prerogative of the lady to decide where the get is going to be given. And therefore, you have to stop eating Teruma immediately, like we said. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Damare Makomilo. But we don't know Bi'azaz Shita. Bi'azaz holds that what? She's just giving him location. So Pashut, we know that from the last Mishnah, right? Lo tzericha, the case of the Amra Le. She told the Shaliyah, Zil Limizrah, the Ite Bimizrah. She gave him specific location. Listen, I'm telling you where to go. Go to the east side, because that's where he is. Veka azal lima'arav. And this guy went specifically to a place where you know the husband is not. Went to the west side. It's one thing that, you know, he goes to a different place, but you go to the exact, he's telling you, she's in the east. He's in the east. You go to the exact opposite place. I would have thought that even Abil Azaz is going to say that maybe the shirihut is batel. Kamash ma'lan dilma bade de kazil megazga isbe ve'ayiv la'agita, which means I have to assume that what you're right. Even though he went to the west, but maybe on the way out when he went to give the get, he bumped into the husband over there and he found the husband. Even though he went to the opposite direction, I might have thought, well, why do you have to be miyad? He's going the wrong way. And like kamash ma'lan, you have to hoshesh that maybe what he bumped into the. Look at Rashi. Lo tzericha. Ha, desterech lemitni osir miyad. Ela diite lebal bemizav vayshe azal lemarav. We went to the opposite direction. So you would say, maybe you don't have to do miyad. I don't know how you're going to calculate. Maybe... Wait a little bit. Why say miyad? So the Gemara says, you know what you have to choshesh? Because maybe you're right. The guy was intending to go to the marav. Who knows? Maybe the husband was right there on the way out. And he bumped into him. So therefore you have to be choshesh. Therefore, ma'u de tema. Lo tetzar miyad. When you worry that maybe he's going to meet him on the way out of the city, comes the. Why should he need another get? Rabbi Elazar holds, you don't need another get. Rabbi Elazar holds, and she's only giving him location. Malak continues. Okay, now we discuss other cases of Shiluchim. We know a regular case of Eruv. Now we're discussing over the subject of Eruv, Techubin. We know on Shabbat, a person is only allowed to carry, or walk, I should say, 2,000 amot from where he was koneh shevita, correct, where his dwelling was. So a person, let's say, wants to extend his distance where he's able to walk. So let's say he's able to go 2,000 amot away from his dwelling, and he puts over there food, and then he can walk from that place on Shabbat. He can walk to the food, 2,000 amot. Then from the food, he can go another 2,000 amot in that direction. So that's making eruv tehumim. So how do you establish it? You put food there, whatever it is. So the Gemara says a case. Ka'amir shlucho. Guy tells a shaliyah. Arev li b'tmarim. All right, do me a favor. Make the eruv with the dates. V'arev lo b'grogrot. Instead, he used dried figs. B'grogrot v'arev lo b'tmarim. What the opposite? Tanihada eruv b'eruv. One statement says it counts. What's the difference what he used? V'tanya idach in eruv eruv. No, he said the temarim. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba lakasha. No question. Harbanan harbi elazar. What's the shitot? Gemara explains. Harbanan da amre kepeda. Harbi elazar da amar mar emakomilo. Good. It's the same machlok that we learned in the second gittin. The rabbis hold by gittin when the lady comes along and says this place. Received the get, she means this place. Similarly, when the guy said, I want you to make the Eruv with Timarim, he meant Timarim. Therefore, he did something else, but tell the Eruv. The Shita that says it's okay is Abi Al-Azhar. He's just coming along and saying, listen, you want to make it with Temari, you make it with Temari. You want to make it with, just don't be so specific. Look at Hashi. She says, which means there's no hefsed, whatever he uses. And therefore, he said Temari. You want to use the other item, which means just like my Gittin. When the lady comes along and says, go to that plate. Let me go to that plate. But that's where he is. So he's saying, whatever's easier for you. You want to use Temari, there's that, and so on and so forth. Okay, that was the same thing over there. Good. So the Gemara says, that's the opinion of who? That's the Gemara, Rabba. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Haveha Rabbanan. Oh, both bright thought of the Eruv is going like the Rabbanan that are strict. So I understand the bright that comes along and says, in Eruv or Eruv. Because Barlow, when the guy says, I want you to use Temarim, he meant Temarim. So how can you say, Eruv is Eruv? So the Gemara says, Kan Bishel Havero. Oh. It depends whose goods it is. Which means, if it's his goods, it's going to be one law. And if it's his friend's goods, you go. He got permission from his friend, let's say. Go take from my friend. He let me take now. If it's his goods, so we're going to say what? Eruv or Eruv. Thomason, take the marim. Okay, the marim. You want to take the marim? You want to take other items? It's okay. However, if he says, I got permission from my friend, go take there, then it is what it is. Then if he told him, take the marim, he cannot take Gregorot. Or vice versa. Look at Rashi. Have had a banan. The inu namido amur kipeda elegebe isha. When did they say a person is makpid? Only in the case of gitin, by a lady. Da'atam ni halid di tizun velab biduchta aharina. Which means, in this case over here, by a get, why is she careful at a certain place? Because she wants the husband to get embarrassed by getting the get and giving the get in that place. So by get, you could say she's makpid. That's why the banana is going to say by getin, that what? Which I want the get in Brooklyn, receive it. Why? She wants the husband to get embarrassed. People know him in Brooklyn. Therefore, I want the get in Brooklyn. Meshaken by Eruv, what's the difference? You said do it with Timariv, so you did it with Gregorot. Big deal. How? That's what it's his goods. Which means the guy said, I have Timariv in the closet there. Do me a favor, take the Timariv. What the closet? You took Gregorot instead. Okay, Eruv, it's a difference. However, when he said, listen, my friend allowed me to take Timariv. Go to him and take the Timariv from my Eruv. He went to Gregorot. Now already you have no right. The guy told me to take Timariv. Then already it's not going to be an Eruv. So good as she. The Anak Matnayata come Bishlo Eruv or Eruv. The Lachpate. By Dictani Eruv. You go to Yaev the Havre Reshut. Le Erube mit Timariv. Dide. The Amali Each Lishnu. I Erev the Timariv the Ploni. The Ach Vadai Kipet. The Gregorot the Havre Lift the Reshuta. He doesn't have Reshut to take other. Yeah, right. That's what's Eruv or Eruv. You have no rights. It's very simple. So comes Gemara and says, what do you mean we have another case? Guy tells his shaliach, arev li b'migdal. It sounds like over here, he's telling him where to put the eruv. Do me a favor, put the eruv in the migdal, in the tower. V'erev lo b'shobach. Instead he put the eruv in the bird's nest. Or the opposite, b'shobach. Put it in the nest. V'erev lo b'migdal. D'tanya wa tani hada eruv bo eruv. V'tanya idach en eruv bo eruv. Hata maishelo v'shel havero ika. There, how are you going to answer? Which means, according to the first way of learning Rabbah, we can answer very simple. Had a banan, had a bil azad. When you gave a specific location, so according to the Shita, it says the Eruv is an Eruv, that's going to be going like according to Binav, Rabbi Al-Azhar. That says he's not Makpid where you put it, he's just giving a location. Put it, you want to put it there, you want to put it over there. The one that says Eruv is not Eruv, that's the rabbis that say what? No, when you're giving a location, you want it there. But according to Rabbi Yosef that says that both are going according to the banan, and what? You want to make a between shed, that the hakpada is only by getin. But for other stuff, there's no hakpada, and we're going to make a between shelo and shel havero. What are you talking about over here? This case over here, he's telling him to put it in the migdal or put it in the bird nest. None of it belongs to him, it's a place. How could you give the Hiluk of Habishelo and Habishel Havero? That Hiluk can work in product. But Rabbi Yosef, your Hiluk is not going to work in the case where he's giving him location. So the Gemara comes along and says, no. Hatam name Ika Peri de Migdal u Peri de Shobach. He wasn't giving him location. He was telling him, there's fruit in the. I need you to make me an Eruv. You need food. Use the fruit in the Migdal. Or the other case was, use the fruit in the Shovach. the fruit in the Migdal belonged to him, the fruit in the Shovach belonged to his friend. So it's back to the same answer. Which means, if he told him, go take my fruit, don't take my dates that are in the Migdal, and he went and he took Groglot, it's okay, he doesn't care, what's the difference? However, if he told him, go take the dates in the Shovach, or the Groglot in the Shovach of my friend, and he took dates instead, Aslan already is Makpid, therefore the deed is going to be in Erubon, which means we turn the case of location into a case of product, and therefore you can make the same Hiluk of Habishelo. Habishel. Habiro comes the next Mishnah, HaOmer. Kitvu get. Utnu le'ishti. Husband. He tells the Shaliyah, write the get and give it to my wife. Girusha. Oh, sorry, Gershuha. Or he tells the Shaliyah, Gershuha. He didn't say too many words. Divorce. I want the divorce up for me. Gershuha. Kitvu igeret. Write what's called an igeret. I think we call it a letter. Vitnula. Hare elu yikadbu viyitnu. All these lishonot over here are defined to be write and deliver it. Now, in the first case, it's obvious. He said, kitvu get vitnu. That was a hadush. That's obvious. The hadush is gershuha. Gershua means what? I want it to be divorced, which means write it and give it. Or let's say kidvu igeret. And the word igeret is also a get. And therefore, also okay. However, patruha, if he uses the word patruha, patruha is what? Exempt her or release her. Parnesuha, support her. Asula kinimus. Right? Duta according to the custom. To the custom. Asula kera'ui, or do what's proper. Lo amar kelu. That's not a lashon of an appointment of a get. Let's read Rashi now. Rashi in the Mishnah. Kitvu get utnu le'ishti. Lashon ben adamu. Kevari arziko wa lekot nesifik kiritut isha get. Interesting. The Torah calls it sifik kiritut. The hadush in the Mishnah is that the word get is a, which is a, not a really Torah terminology. Get in rabbinical language means a document. But stam get is referring to get isha. Therefore, the hadush is in the first case when you tell the shaliyah, write a get. Already, that's what we talk today. Get is a get, it's a for isha, therefore it's considered the shlihut. Good, that's the hadush in the first case. Gershuha. Also, the Torah doesn't call it girushin. But our custom already is today to call that divorce. Yeah. So then when he tells the shaliyah, write a divorce. You can use that. Even though the Torah only uses sifin kiritut, but the gershuha word is fine as well. Kedvu igeret vetnula, gam se lashon aget, shekodvim bo, vedan yehevel lechu minay sefer teruchin veigeret shevukin. In the get's language itself, we tell the lady, this is going to be for you igeret shevukin, a letter that releases you. So therefore, igeret also is lashon. Patruha. But if he says you're released or release her for me, lo amar kelum, the dilma lashon petur vechobal lakel male chovot shayevet. Maybe means debt. Release her from the debts. Panesua, kol lashon panasa lashon asiyat selachia, which means go do our needs. Kemo lefanesa shamin beavochmo motzin lefanesa vemotzin lezer hilkach lo yadin an itzorche getu. Could be means do our needs, meaning give her a get. Shelot esiku kali yabab. That's her needs, because by giving a get, you're benefiting her, because she's not going to have to fall to a yabab. So maybe panesua means, which is the word panasa, doesn't only mean sustenance or money. Panesua means fulfill her need. Now, get is a need of a lady. So in the case the husband dies, she will not have to fall to yum. So maybe it means that. Or maybe he means to say, give her clothes, give her sustenance and things like that. So panesua is a vague language, no shlihut. Kenimus, or do like the nimus. What does that mean? Kehok. Lo yad'inan, ihok get, or hok mazon vechsut. Which means, what law? Do I like the custom? Which custom? The custom of giving a get, or the custom of support, of giving a clothing to the wife? So therefore, you have no indication. And the same thing with the words kera uila. Therefore, the get is not going to be a get in those languages. We start with the Gemara. Taru Rabbanan, shalhuha, send her away, shavkuha. Also, the language of sending away, actually the word is shibkuha.
Abandon her.
Terchuha.
Banish her.
Harelu yichtemu v'yitnu. All good languages. Rashi. Shalchua lashum v'shilecha mebeto. Oh, that's the language of the Torah. V'shilecha mebeto. Nakata gabra. Shivkua igeret shivukin. Like we learned, that's the language in the get. Igeret a letter of abandonment. Tarchua lashon teruchin gerushin. Teruchin gerushin, same language. So all those words are good. However, pateruha, exemptor, we said already, that could be from a debt. Panesua, that can mean provide our clothes. Asula kinimus, asala karaui, lo amar kelum. Good. Tanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Natan Omer. Pateruha devarav kayamin. Oh. So he learns the word pateruha is okay. Pateruha lo amar kelum. Okay, let's make it a haluk Rashi. Rabbi Natan Omer, Pateruha, Devarav Kayamim. Lashon get peturin, kach shamahti, vedin le hafuch. Pateruha, she'al korak belashon saba, which means Pateruha is a commandment. Pateruha, meaning releaser. Kemo shalchuha, like sender. Uchmo, daberu, shaberu, lashon get peturin, shud dagesh. Oh, I said it differently. Peteruah shebeshon sabahu arafui. Kemo amal shilchu mikem shibu melachim. Af peteruah ulashon ptur vechoba. The ilashon peturin ayelo nadgish peteruah, which means like this. Rashi's making a halu. Peteruah is stronger than peteruah. When you have like a, I guess a kamatz under the peh or a hirik under the peh, it makes it a difference. When you say patruha, it's a commandment. Send her out. Oh, send her out, that's again. Pitruha is a lighter language, so I can explain to me, it's soft. Exempt her from a debt or something. Patruha, so I get her out of here. Yes. So therefore, the Benatan is making a look between patruha, which is a good language for a gift, means to tell the child, pitruha. So comes around, Amarava, Rabbi Natan de Bablao, Rabbi Natan that came from Bavel, Daik ben pitruha le patruha. In Bavel, it seems they were daikanim, right? They were good in the grammar. So they were, you can make a haluk between patruah and pitruah. However, Tana Didan, our Tana, Debar Eretz Yisraelu, lo daik, which means in Israel they spoke Hebrew. So they weren't such expert in the grammar of the Lashon of Arami. This patruah, pitruah is Aramaic. So in Bavel, the Binatam, they were fluent, so I can make halukim in Patruah and Petruah. Tana Kamas, Meres Israel, Mishnah is Eretz Israel. Therefore, they didn't make the haluk, they just said the Patruah is no good. As she says, first wide line, the Binatam, the Babla, O Sheba, me Babel, Kedamina, me Baba Batra, the Asti, Pene Babel, Babli, Natana Babli, they call, right? The Binatan Babli. Vidiekman Petruah, the Patruah, She Mesapri, Parim Bashon Arami, they speak Aramaic, Uparim Bashon Avri. And sometimes they speak English. They're fluent in both languages. That's the point. In Bavel, they're fluent in both languages. Hilka kiamar patrua lashon get peturinu. Shedgish v'siper belashon arami. V'chi amar patrua siper belashon evri v'amar lashon ptur v'amar. Which is like this.
Petrua is Hebrew.
Right. One is Hebrew, one is Aramaic. Petrua is Hebrew. Petrua is lashon petur. 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 Exempta from that. Patruha is like get paturim, which is a get of releasing her. And therefore, they knew both languages. So therefore, they knew the difference between patruha, which is Aramaic, the pitruha, which is Hebrew, which is a lighter language, which means just release her maybe from a debt. Mashiach and Tana, he only spoke one language. Therefore, he learned what? Get paturim. Paturim is not a get. Mm-mm. Good? That's the haluk between Rabbi Natan's chiluk. His advantage was he spoke both languages because he was from Babylon. They spoke both languages. Comes the Gemara and concludes. Ibaya lehu. We have a question. Hotsi'uha mahu. Nula, you told the Shaliah. Hotsi'uha. Literally what? Send her out?
Take her out, yeah.
Take her out. As she says, Mi amrinan lishnat dekra nakat v'yatze'a mebeto. That's pasuk. V'yatze'a mebeto. It should be good. Odilma lav lishnat dekra'u telo kiti v'hotsi'a mebeto. It doesn't say you're going to remove her from the house. It says v'yatze'a, she'll go out on her own. So therefore, when he says it, hotsi'u'a, questionable. Now, so, even though the Torah uses the word yitzi'ah, but it uses it that she will go out, not that you're going to throw her out. So the question is, hotziyuah, is that a lashon for a shaliach to write the get? Izbuha. Mau. That's abandoned. Lashi. Lashon igirit shibukin. Again, igirit shibukin is a letter of abandonment. So you could say, izbuha is good. Odilma kiman de lav lashon aziba kativ na mege. But you don't write the word aziba in the get. So therefore, maybe that word is not a language. Next word, hatiruha, permit her mahu. What's the permitted? Hadush Ashi, lashon muteret lechol adam, which is good. What does it get to? It's matira to all people. Or lashon hatarat nedarim, or hatarat hagura, and release a belt. So comes the Gemara and says, hanihuha mahu, which means what? Leave her. Hu'ilula. Help her. Now you can help her in different ways. Help her give her a get. That's good fun because she doesn't have to fall to Yibum. Or
help her get married.
Help her. No, help her give her a panasah. Do something else. Asula kadat. Do according to the law. Which law? Law of getin or law of supporting her? Mau. Pshut miyahada. Well, you gave me a lot of cases. We're going to solve one. Netanya. Asula kadat. Asula kanimus, asula karaoi lo amar klugos. Those for sure are not mashma gitin. Do like the law, do what's proper. That for sure is not going to be considered again. Understand what we're saying over here. It means when he's telling the shaliach these words. Nafkamina. Let's say guy told the shaliach, asila karaoi. The shaliach understood, oh, this guy probably wants a get. He wrote it, gave it to the lady in a migureshet.
Zero.
Because that's not considered, you're not my shaliach. I didn't tell you to write it. I see that kibbutz, but I understood you, that's not a get. Now, in these other cases where it's questionable language, now it's a problem. Because if he did execute it, the shaliach, it's sefer girushin. So therefore we're going to say, just give another get, because now she's really in limbo. She's a, if she's a, if he's a Kohen, he will not be allowed to take her back. Because that she's sefik migureshet. So therefore, we have to know exactly the right language in order to appoint a shaliach. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.